Hello, and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez, with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, March 3rd, the year 2023 still, and we're on episode number 172. Really sorry this is going out late. Someone asked me this morning, it's Wednesday, right? And I had to look at my watch, and sure as shit, it is Wednesday again. I'm walking my dog up on our road. Daughter is homesick, and so it's just one of those days. The rain has thrown a huge hiccup into one of the morning classes. So today was off and running on a slightly sleep deprived and just a kind of a crazy morning and crazy week. Wanted to talk today about a couple things. First and foremost is the t-shirt order that we're going to be putting in here soon. I think we have like 50 something orders that we have already on our sheet. So that's really, really cool to see. It's like, oh, 53, I think. So I'm going to order a couple extra, and we'll be putting that order in at the end of this week, as well as letting you guys know how much it's going to cost. So hopefully it doesn't cost any more than $30 with the little color tweaks that we've had here and there. So that's what we're looking at there. Murph is the big thing this month. Friday mornings during Open Gym, we'll be doing what we're calling Murph Prep Fridays. So if you want to come in and get a little taste of what Murph is, we'll put up a modified version of it, and you can come and like give it a shot, see what it's like to run, do some ring rows or pull-ups, some push-ups, and some air squats in a certain structure. To let you know if you're ready for it and what, I mean, everybody's ready for it. There's always a version you can do. So it'll just let you know like what version is best for you and best choice for you. Now the other things I wanted to talk about is competing, and especially from a parent's point of view. I have been watching my daughter play baseball, and she is playing, of course, against mostly boys. And there is something about watching her play against boys versus watching my kid, my boys playing against boys. And there seems to be a want and a an eagerness from me when she is playing. I want her to kick these guys' asses, like these boys' asses, because that's what they are. They're boys. Sorry guys, a mail truck's going by trying to get my dog. But it made me think about like competition. And my daughter is very, very, very she's way more competitive, and she has this like, I don't know, this thing about her that neither of my boys have ever had. And it's interesting to watch her play against boys, and really, really just she's excelling. Like it's crazy to watch her. And it I had this thought, if she were playing against girls, I'm not sure if she was playing softball, let's say, I'm not sure that I would have this same I will say tenacity about it. If that were the case, and I'm not sure why, so I kind of wanted to put it out there. If any other parent has had a daughter who has competed against boys in any sport, did that make a difference to you? Because I want to know if I'm alone, because I'm, this is the first time of her playing baseball, and I'm just wondering if what I'm feeling is normal, well, to say normal. If the feeling that I'm feeling is normal. So just wanted to see if anybody else has any insight on that. And if so, could we chat about it soon, before or after class. The other thing I've been thinking about just slipped my freaking mind. Oh man, I just had it on in my head. So on top of that, I wanted to talk about the effort and the progression that I have been noticing more and more And I think what's helped notice that is that I am not at every single class at the moment, since helping out with the baseball team. So I sometimes see you guys, I sometimes don't. And what I have noticed is the progression. And I think when I see you every day and I see that you can do things, I'm like, oh yeah, so and so, of course they could do that. But in the afternoons, especially, because I'm always there in the morning, but in the afternoons, I have noticed on those days that I am seeing these people for, maybe the first or second time throughout the week, I have noticed that you guys are way more, you're doing more. And I didn't want it to go unnoticed. And some of the things that I saw specifically this morning made me think of this. So I wanted just to put it out there that I am noticing and seeing the things and the work and the effort that you guys are putting in. And I hope that you guys are realizing that your effort is paying off, and that whether it's your consistency or you're challenging yourself with different weights or box heights or whatever it may be. I'm hoping that you guys are noticing the things that I am, because like I said, I'm noticing them now because I am not around all of you every day. I'm around some of you some days, but I am definitely, definitely, definitely noticing just you guys getting better. And I hope for your guys's sake that you're also realizing and seeing that as well. And I did not want that to go unnoticed, or let you guys know that I am noticing that more and more. So keep at it, keep pushing forward. Summer's gonna be here before we know it. So weather's gonna get hot. Just things to just think about and get ready for, if you're working towards your summer body, as well as the amount of work you put in now is only gonna help excuse me, help moving forward, right? So that's why we come to the gym, to get better, and I want you all to know that I am noticing you getting better. So more of a ramble than anything today. So that is it. That's all I got for you. I appreciate you all listening. Appreciate you guys keep coming in. Steve's holding down the fort most afternoons, so make sure you high five and thank him for being there. Without him, we're not you're not coming to the gym because I'm not there. So big shout out to Steve, and thank you guys for keeping at it and trusting the process, and keep doing so. And we'll see you in the gym.